I tell you God ain't good. I be nine. Low key lit, lit, lit. High key lit, lit, lit. Low key lit, flex. Oh, squad be lit, lit, lit. Low key lit, lit, lit. High key lit, lit, lit. Low key lit, flex. Oh, squad be lit.
What's up, Emily? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Flitch Sessions with Marielle. I am Marielle, and I'm really grateful that you have tuned in and that you are here and you're listening. I hope that wherever you listening to this from, that you will find this engaging and enlightening, and that it will help you to keep leading, inspiring, and transforming not only yourself, but the world around you. So today is going to be a very interesting topic. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and I thought this is a good time for us to address something that we typically don't really talk about, or we haven't been talking about, and that is the unnecessary and unbearable, really, not really unnecessary, but unbearable weight that we place on our pastors and our spiritual leaders to help take care of or help guide us through our emotional and mental health issues. Now, I really wanted to do this episode for two reasons. Number one, because it is Pastor Appreciation Month, October is, I really wanted to give a support of pastors and spiritual leaders because I feel like they get a lot of bad press, right? Especially pastors. There are some amazing pastors out there who serve faithfully, serve diligently. And unfortunately, people don't really see that because of the behavior of some of their peers, right? That was the first reason. Second reason is because I genuinely want every person to be whole and healthy, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And I think that because we have always had this viewpoint of our pastors and our spiritual leaders, that they should know all the answers, they should have all the answers, that whatever we're going through, they should be able to guide us through it. I think it's created this climate of putting this pressure onto clergy and spiritual leaders that are in our churches of carrying something that they may not be equipped to carry, right? We've seen in the past year, really 2 years, an uptick of pastors who are committing suicide. And a part of it definitely is their mental pressures and issues and illness that a lot of pastors and spiritual leaders deal with. However, I think that what aids in that is because we as parishioners, a lot of times will put pressure onto the men and women of God to be the end all and be all. And nobody can bear that, right? And trying to lead people is never an easy feat, but then trying to be everything to a person, it will break you down. And so I want to address that. And so, of course, today's topic is your pastor is not your therapist. I really wanted to dive into this because we, again, look at our pastors and our spiritual leaders as people who should be able to help us navigate us through everything. But the reality is there's some things that they can't. That may mess with some people's theology just a little bit because I just said that. But there are some things that your pastor cannot help you through. There's some things that your spiritual leader, there's some things that your leadership, senior leaders cannot guide you through. One thing I will say is this. If your pastor has not gone through the training, the education, what it takes, if they don't have the credentials that it takes to deal with mental and emotional issues, you should not be going to them. Yes, you can ask them to pray for you. Yes, you can ask them on a spiritual aspect, what are some scriptures that you maybe can use to encourage yourself? But to use your pastor as a person or your spiritual leader as a person who is a therapist and to try to give that advice is out of order to me. You would never ask a dentist to do a breast cancer screening or, you know, to do your annual physical, right? Because that's not their lane. That's just not, that's not what they do. They specialize in dentistry. So they can tell you everything that's going on with that. So you asking them to do something else outside of that is not only, it's not right, but they're not qualified to do it. It's the same thing with our pastors. And I really feel, because oftentimes we feel like our pastors should be hearing from God. And so we put this burden on them that, well, if everything that's wrong, let's just go talk to the pastor about it. Okay, let's set up a meeting. Okay, you got to help us. You got to help our marriage, right? And I think it's not wise. I just don't. Now, is that to say that your pastor can't counsel you on some things? So I just brought up marriage, and some people are like, well, what's wrong with, you know, us going to talk to the pastor about marriage issues? Absolutely nothing. However, there comes a point where, yes, they can counsel you, but sometimes couples don't need couples counseling. They need couples therapy. That's where a therapist comes into play. What I'm very excited about is that a lot of churches are hopefully starting to see this need, and they're creating spaces for therapy and counseling sessions where a lot of pastors don't even have to do that anymore, because they see the value in having someone on their team, having someone on staff, or having a department where there are licensed, trained professionals who can help, right? So from a parishioner's perspective, you placing that type of burden on your pastor, on your spiritual leader, is not fair. It's out of order because that's not their expertise. And in some ways, we utilize that as an excuse, right? That it goes back to that typical stereotype. Oh, we just pray it away. Or we just go see the pastor enough, you know, it'll fix it. And there's some things that your pastor, they're not going to be able, he or she will not be able to fix that. That's going to have to be worked out on somebody's couch in therapy, right? They can give you basics to some things, but you need somebody who has the know-how to really do the dig, to dig deep. Because a lot of times our issues, whether it be emotional, whether it be mental, whether it be in our marriages or in any type of relationship, when it is toxic, a lot of times that stems from something more than just the present. It really has something to do with the past, right? And I think having somebody who is trained enough to ask the right questions and to dig in the correct way for you to get to the root of that thing is really important. So we talked about why that's not right from the parishioner standpoint, right? So me as a person who attends the church. But I really also want to address this. If you are a pastor or a spiritual leader, you need to know your lane. Too often I've seen this, church leaders and pastors sometimes suffer from, it's like a hero complex, right? They want to be needed. And so they, in an effort to kind of feed that thing, they get out of pocket. They come out of the lane that they really should kind of stay in, right? When you are acting as somebody's therapist and you have not had the license and the credentialing, you have not had the education to do any of that, I have to tell you what's going to happen. You will cause more damage. Because if I can be really blunt, you don't know what you're doing. You're not a therapist. You should not have to bear that weight. And I think it requires a trained ear to know when something is deeper, right? We have to learn as leaders, especially in church context, how to support people without taking on all their problems and get them to the right person. You are not the answer sometimes. Sometimes you will be. When it comes to mental, emotional issues, when it comes to generational curses, when it comes to any of those things and traumas and all of that, to me, unless you've gone through the licensing and the training that it takes in order to properly navigate that, you will cause damage. Because there is a certain way you need to deal with people who suffer from depression. There's a certain way you need to deal with people who have anxiety. There's a certain way you need to deal with people who have suffered from certain traumas. And sometimes we mean well, but in the long run, what it causes is that we have totally broken a person more because we did not know how to properly handle the situation. I do think on this note, it's really important that churches and pastors and spiritual leaders really start having these type of trainings of how to communicate with people who have suffered from trauma, who have suffered from depression or suffer from depression, who suffer from anxiety. I just think that's super important because you can't be abrasive. You can't be brash. You can't be, well, that's just the way it is. You know, you can't have that type of persona with people who are suffering from those things. There are certain ways you have to phrase things because, again, it will be seen as an attack. It can be seen as you being very insensitive. And especially when people are trying to trust you to that degree. We have a responsibility to know when to pass the ball off. To say, you know, sis, bro, I support you 100%. And I want you to know I'm here for you. And I want to make sure that we get you the right help. I'm going to personally make sure that I connect you to so-and-so. And I think that's important. And here's the reason why passing that ball is very important. Because not only should you need to be trying to protect that person because that's out of your scope. You may not know what to say, what to do, and it may go a little bit deeper than you thought, but you need to protect you. Let's keep it real. As a pastor, as a leader in the church, as a spiritual leader, senior leader, it's a lot. Ministry is stressful. Put that in all caps and put exclamation points behind that. You have to deal with so much stuff, that it will wear you out. So why take on something that can burden you down, that you really don't have the capacity or the capability, let's be honest, to handle? Why would we do that? And I have literally watched leaders be burned out, not so much because of the work. They were burned out because they were trying to be everything to everybody. And here's the reality. You can't be. It's not fair for parishioners, the churchgoers, to try to put that on their leaders and their pastors. And it's not fair for pastors and leaders to think that they have to be. I think there is this unspoken pressure that we put on to our leaders, where we don't give them the room or the grace to just be human, right? To tell you no, to tell you I don't know. It's like, I got a problem, fix it now. Why isn't it fixed? You're supposed to have all the answers, right? That alone can break anybody down. That alone, trying to live up to that kind of pressure, would cause anybody to literally just break down. And so I want us as parishioners to start being more concerned about the emotional and mental health of our pastors and our leaders. And I want pastors and leaders to start caring about their own mental health when they know to try to back away from a situation and connect the person to. You just don't drop somebody, but connect them to a person that can help them. And it requires, and I think I said this in an episode before, it requires as a leader, as a pastor, that you are self-aware. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care how long you've been pastoring. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't care how long you've been, a Christian. Doesn't matter. A Jesus follower. It doesn't matter. You don't know everything. You need to give yourself total permission and release yourself from having to carry that burden. of trying to be everything. Find good people around you, whether that's putting a person on staff, whether that is, you know, having it where students who are studying to become therapists, they can get the practice, you know, work with people in your church, in your community, whatever that is, I don't know. But I think we have to take that off the table for pastors and leaders who they're not equipped for that, and nor should they feel obligated to be. As parishioners, we need to start realizing that, yes, our pastors and our spiritual leaders are there to help with the overseeing of our soul, but we have other, like, right? So I like think kind of like a spiritual doctor in a way. That's what a pastor and spiritual leader is, and they really help with overseeing your soul and making sure that you're good spiritually. But you need somebody outside of that who can also help you mentally and emotionally. You can have Jesus and a therapist too. It just never has to be one or the other. And I think we have to come out of the framework. And I think honestly, because especially in the Black church, we have done this a lot where our pastors were the end all be all. Whatever the problem was, you just went to the pastor. And I think a good way to think about this as a parishioner is before he or she is my pastor, before he or she is my leader, before he or she is my spiritual leader, the senior leader, before they are that, they are humans that have their own issues, flaws, and problems. They have their own dimensions. You know, they have their own struggles. And I think, honestly, thinking about your leader as a human being, think of their humanity, because sometimes we see people operating so strongly under, you know, the power of God that we don't think that they have any issues, any problems. Quite the contrary, right? When I can see my pastors as a person and who has, and as their humanity, like I can see them as a person who has issues and flaws and dimensions and depths to them and layers. When I get to see that and I gift them that, it shifts everything for me. It shifts the perspective of they should know this. They may not know. They may have no clue, right? Gift your pastor, gift your spiritual leaders, give them back the gift of being human. That they're not going to know everything. They can't handle every situation. There's some things that they went to seminary, they did not go to medical school. Huh? They went to seminary, they went in, they have an MDiv. They're not a doctor. They don't know. Right? If you went to your pastor and said, oh, pastor, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, my leg is hurting me so bad and it's swollen and all this stuff, your pastor's gonna say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that, sis or bro. You need to go to the doctor. They're gonna refer you. It's the same thing mentally and emotionally. It's the exact same thing. They are not capable or equipped to handle that. So they're going to tell you, you need to go talk to somebody. And some of us need to accept that we need to have a therapist in our lives. It's okay. And unfortunately, therapy is still taboo. Some people still have issues with it. Especially again, if you come from that religious space because you just prayed it away, you went to church more. I can't tell you how unhealthy that is. I believe that God's favor, healing, and grace can be found on the couch of a therapist's office. It can be found through therapy. It can be found through medication if that's necessary, because God wants you whole, and I strongly believe that. And by any means necessary, whatever it takes, God has granted and graced people with intelligence to be able to handle things as therapists, as counselors. That is a part of your healing. That is a part of God responding to you by placing capable, equipped, credentialed people into your life that can help you. So walk away from this episode with this. Gift your spiritual leader, whoever that is, give them back the gift of humanity. Let them be human. They are not in all be all. They're not God. Okay. And when your leader tells you that's too much for me, that's beyond my scope, don't get upset. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Listen to them. Okay. You have to know when to pass the ball. And like, I love my pastor, but no, I can't take that to them. This needs to go to a therapist, right? If you are a pastor and if you are a spiritual leader, you have to know when your parishioners, when the people that you're leading are giving you something that's too much, you have to know when to say, yeah, that's like the message in the video, that's above me now. So like, let's connect you with someone that can help you, right? Again, don't just drop people, but that can help you, that can be there for you, that can walk you through what you're going through and to do the work and to help give you the tools that it's going to take to get you better. So listen, this October is Pastor Appreciation Month. We're almost at the end of October, but I really want to encourage you to really think about this, not utilize your pastor as a therapist. That's not their responsibility. I really want you to look at them through the lens of, yes, they oversee my soul, but I would never go to, you know, my pastor, you know, if I was, you know, dealing with and expecting them to help heal me from cancer. They can pray for me. You know, they can give me scriptures, but they can't do anything for me medically. Think about it in terms of that when it comes to your mental and emotional health. I really hope that this helps you. I really hope that it gives you a different perspective. I really hope that we will learn to not put unrealistic pressures on leaders, on our pastors, because it's so damaging. It is so damaging, you guys. And so let's start thinking about not just the pastors helping us, but let's start thinking about how we can help encourage the emotional and mental health of our pastors and senior leaders. Well, that's all for this episode. Listen, I hope that you take away something that helps you. I would love for you to let me know your thoughts and your feedback. I am open to hearing from you, whether it's through email or whether it is through social media. Again, I thank you for listening. I thank you for taking the time out of your day and just wanted to share my thoughts with you on that. And I cannot wait, you guys, to see you to the next episode. Have a blessed one. Thank you so much for tuning in to Lit Sessions with Mariel. I really hope that today's conversation really motivates you to keep leading, inspiring, and transforming, not just yourself, but the world around you. If you want to get in contact with me, feel free to visit my website at iammarielq.com, or you can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram at iammarielq. So that I am, MARIELLEP. I can't wait to the next episode. See you guys soon.